All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is official, as small forward Gordon Hayward has let the world know that he is set to join the Boston Celtics, ending his courtship and free agency. Now, the two sides came to an agreement on a deal which will pay Hayward $127 million total over the next 4 years. Now, Hayward was the ninth overall pick of the 2010 NBA draft by the Utah Jazz, and we've seen his numbers increase in each of his 7 seasons in the NBA. This past season, Hayward averaged nearly 22 points per game in helping the Jazz reach the Western Conference semifinals. This arrival of Hayward in Boston means it's going to be a reunion with his college head coach, and I'm talking about Brad Stevens. Before Brad Stevens became the head coach of the Celtics a few years ago, he was the head basketball coach for the Butler Bulldogs, and of course, the combination of Hayward and Stevens helped Butler reach the Final Four for the first time in program history back in 2010. Now, you look at Danny Ainge, the Celtics president of basketball operations. He has been attempting to get superstar players or star players to come to Beantown and play with his team, and he finally got a guy. The Celtics this past season reached the Eastern Conference Finals. They are still attempting to build something, and this is a good spot for the Boston Celtics. They have a litany of picks coming up over the next few years early on in the NBA draft. They had cap flexibility, which allowed them to go out there and sign Hayward to this big deal, and you already have a star on the team in Isaiah Thomas. Now you bring in a guy like Hayward. These guys also drafted Jason Tatum, the small forward out of Duke. So it's a situation where, you know, you're going to have Hayward in the starting lineup, and you could have Tatum coming off of the bench at the three, and you really, you know, you don't give your opponent an opportunity to rest. And the reason why I bring that up is the youngster Tatum has been tearing it up so far in summer league action for the Celtics. So we saw Boston reach the NBA, the Eastern Conference Finals, rather, this past season, and they are looking to build off of that, and they are also looking to close the gap on the Cleveland Cavaliers, who themselves are dealing with some front office issues right now. So I tell you right now, it's definitely a good time to be affiliated with the Boston Celtics franchise. Now, the other two teams that were in contention for the services of Hayward, you're talking about the Miami Heat, and of course, they were looking to make a splash ever since they lost LeBron James in free agency to the Cavs back in 2014. The Heat fell short, but I guarantee you that team president Pat Riley will still go out there and once again attempt to get that star player. But I think the team that this hurts the most is the Utah Jazz, and this is who Hayward played for. He spent his entire 7-year career for them, and it's for the Jazz, unfortunately, this is how it goes typically when you are a small market team. The Jazz were building something, don't get me wrong. They had a nucleus of Hayward and big man Rudy Gobert, and it looked like you give them a few years and they were ready to take that next step. But the bottom line is Boston is a more prestigious franchise. They are in a bigger market, and Hayward is going to have more opportunities to win. It's a different era of basketball. I mean, back in the 80s and 90s and even prior to that, when the Jazz were in New Orleans, it was a little bit different when they had Pistol Pete Maravich. But concentrating on the 80s and 90s, when you thought about the Utah Jazz, you thought about John Stockton and Karl Malone. And Stockton spent his entire career with the Jazz, and with the exception of the 2003-2004 NBA season where Karl Malone suited up for the Los Angeles Lakers, he was a lifer with the Jazz as well. Those days are over. We're not going to see guys nowadays who want to stick with a small market team like Utah and playing in Salt Lake City for their entire NBA career. So if you're Jazz general manager Dennis Lindsay and your Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder, you just have to accept that and know that you're a small market team. You consistently have to draft talent. You also have to look overseas to get talent as well to come into the fold. So the Jazz are definitely going to take a step back in the Western Conference. But looking at the Eastern Conference right now, already this past season, Boston finished with the best record in that conference. Now it's all a matter of them closing the gap on the Cavaliers come playoff time. So I think this is a big step in the right direction. It is only going to help the Celtics acquire more talented players, whether it be through trades or free agency. But this is a huge coup for the Boston Celtics. I think it's big for the city of Boston as well, because this was a team that needed a star player to go alongside Isaiah Thomas, and they have it. And I guarantee you, people will be coming out in force to support this Celtics team for the upcoming NBA season. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.